Everyone, after a long or brief hiatus, welcome back to the Brothers in Christ On and Off the Field podcast. Got myself and Jeffy K in the studio today.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Thank you for doing this live. So you fly the ball, give him time with you, amen.
Amen. So we got a lot to talk about today, J-Man. We've taken a little bit of a break, but we are back. We got NBA, March Madness, start of the MLB season, got the NFL draft underway. It's a big time for sports.
Yeah.
We're watching the end of the Wolves game right now, but first we could start with a little verse of the day. Could go do I'm trying to find my verse here. All right, well, let's pull it. We got a verse of the day here. This one's from Proverbs 11:24. And the verse is, one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers. That's our verse of the day.
I'm going to ask you to read it one more time, please.
All right. We got Proverbs 11:24. And it says, one gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers.
So,
what do you think about that one? Give us the breakdown.
I'm not sure what that means.
All right, how about I give my interpretation and then you go?
Yeah.
So I think that that verse is talking about compassion and having an open heart.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you give time to people or volunteer or help, you know, you don't necessarily get richer with more money, but you get richer in experiences, friends, people who care about you. And sometimes if you're, you know, hold and you never help anyone or you never are there for anyone, you grow, you know, you suffer more because you don't have people that, you know, are in your life that you love and care about.
I think, you know, reason. So my goal is to show people God's love, to pray for somebody, to make a difference. So I challenge you guys to make a difference and show people God's love and show them his compassion.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, you know, sometimes even when you show people love, you show them compassion.
Yeah.
You get a lot of the benefit too, more than you would think, in building those relationships and seeing people happy.
Yeah.
Love it, J-Man. That's good stuff. Throw down the gauntlet. Give them the challenge. You all have been challenged. All right. Well, hey, we could get into a little NBA. I know right now I'm watching the end of Wolves Nuggets. That can be our good NBA segue. We got Wolves 98, Nuggets 79, 6 minutes to go in the fourth.
So
we got the Wolves half a game behind the Nuggets in the race for first place in the West. If the Timberwolves win this game, they will take first place from Denver in the West. What do you think about that?
That's very big. You know, nothing's impossible without God, because you know, but Michigan, I mean, both teams are really having a great year. And so we'll see what happens. You got another great team. You got the Nuggets. You got the Wolf, and you got the OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder. Maybe if it's okay, maybe Ryan can pull up the standings.
No, I've got them right here. Don't worry. I'm locked and loaded, J-Man. We got OKC 51-22, Denver 51-22, Timberwolves in third right now before this game, 50-22. So it is neck and neck.
They're only a game behind.
Half a game.
3 weeks left, maybe two. So that'll be fun.
Then after that, we've got Clippers, Pelicans, Mavericks to round out the six in the playoffs, and then the four in the play-in. Right now, we've got Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors. I'll ask you a question, J-Man. Well, actually, I'm going to ask you two questions, but I'll start with this one. Who do you think are the two that are going to make it out of those that play-in tournament? And who would you least want to see in the first round if you're a top seed in the West? You got Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors.
I think I gotta be honest.
All right. But
I think all three of them.
there's four. Who's the one you don't like?
I mean, all four. I mean, babe, one more time, please.
All right, we got Sacramento Kings, Phoenix Suns, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Golden State Warriors.
So I think all four of them, because you got a young team in the Kings with, like, I believe that God gives people gifts. And before I finish my sentence, maybe you haven't discovered your gift yet. I highly recommend you praying for it, and God will show you it. And so I think D Fox has a gift of playing basketball, and I think the Kings are overrated. I mean, underrated.
I mean, I think they're overrated, but I'm glad you think they're underrated.
Yeah, because you got Sabonis, you got
De'Aaron Fox, you got Harrison Barnes, you got Malik Monk,
yeah,
Kevin Herter.
So I think D Fox has the gift, that gift to finish. Yeah, by far, this isn't only a sports podcast, this is a sport. Podcast about life and faith, so every once in a while I'll go off track, but I want God to use me whatever I'm doing to encourage you and lift you up.
Yeah, and it all relates, you know. Sports is a good analogy for a lot of life things, a lot of the time, J-Man. So it all relates, and you do a great job of that. But I'm going to answer the question for you, because I think you're usually nicer than me. I mean, if I'm looking at that plan, I see Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors. I'm taking the Suns and the Lakers hands down.
Yeah,
I
I
love
think.
D-Fox. I love Sabonis, but I just don't think they're there yet. They lost to the Wizards a few games ago, and the Wizards stink, which I feel like is not a good sign, especially in a must-win. You know,
I
I think
think
they're gonna get there. They got the core: Keegan Murray, D-Fox, Sabonis. But I don't know if they need a few pieces, is what it looks like to me.
obviously I think I agree. I think right now I think especially with LeBron being a free agent, I think God has a plan for LeBron, and he also has a plan for you and I. We don't know what the future holds, but just trust God if you want to. And we don't know what's gonna happen with the Lakers, you know?
Yeah, but
What
you get LeBron in the playoffs, Jeff, and everything's on the table. I mean,
Yeah.
generational player at the very least.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to catch them. I usually would say the Warriors, but they just don't look good. Draymond got kicked out of a game the other night. I don't know. I don't know if they still got it. But again, Steph Curry in the playoffs, you really never know.
Yeah.
But the team in that playing group that scares me the most is the Suns. I mean,
Yeah.
you got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. They haven't even played with each other that much. They've been hurt, so they're all back now. They're looking good. We'll
Yeah.
see what
So,
happens.
you know what? Actually agree. God gave me the opportunity to watch the Suns last night. I mean, a few months ago, God, as you guys know, God gave me a love for sports and a love for people. So right now is the biggest time of the year. So I've been flipping back with the NBA and the Mom's babies.
Yeah, about time you got on the NBA train, J-Man. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
So it was really my first time watching the Suns, and they were pretty good.
Yeah, I think they have a really complete team. That's what scares me about them. I mean, you've got your stars in Durant, Booker, Beal, but then you've got your good role players like, Grayson Allen, Eric Gordon, a couple shooters, Nurkic, your center rebound defender. They're a good team. And I mean, Durant's in the playoffs too. Got a lot of scores. So the other storyline here, though, Jeff, is the Warriors might not even make the play-in. Right now, the Houston Rockets are a game behind or a game and a half behind the Warriors. 3 weeks to go, and the Houston Rockets are on a 10-game win streak as we speak, Jeff.
You remember what God could do in your life? Remember what God could do in the NBA? And you know, I never saw this coming.
They've turned it on though. Yeah, I did not see that coming either. That's kind of the only, potential team that could get kicked out of the playoffs is the Warriors. Rockets are on a tear. Gotta give them a lot of credit. They're a young team too, that things seem to be clicking for. You got Jalen Green, you got Jabari Smith, you got Amen Thompson, Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet, and they've been doing this all without debatably their best player in Alfred Sengun. So you got to give those guys a lot of credit. They're rallying at the right time. That's another team I don't know if I'd want to catch in the playoffs either. I mean, 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Shaping up to be a fun Western Conference. You got Luka and Kyrie on the Mavs. What do you think about that team, J-Man?
I mean, I get God gave first gift for he gave Kyrie, he gave Luka both the passion for the game, and it'll have me a pretty good year.
Yeah, I mean, that's another team that you get them in the playoffs, anything's possible. I mean, Luka and Kyrie can take over a game at, with no notice at any time. So it's a loaded West. You got Zion healthy again with the Pelicans, Clippers loaded up. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Shaping up to be a very fun NBA playoffs in the West. And we haven't even touched the East, J-Man. We got the Celtics, 57 wins, 16 losses. Just a dominant regular season performance.
I think, God wants to bless us all the time. Sometimes in the NBA, each and every year, there's one team that God is blessing, and it looks like the Celtics and the team to beat.
Yeah, I mean they definitely set the bar this year. I mean, you got second place 11 games back. That's dominant. Speaking of dominant though, J-Man, we got Wolves 103, Nuggets 91. Minute 44 left. Looks like the Wolves might take this one in Denver. No Karl-Anthony Towns.
Wow.
Gotta give them credit. They're playing hard. You got Anthony Edwards, 20 points. Mike Conley, 21 points. Rudy Gobert, 20 points. Jaden McDaniels, 17 points. That's a pretty even point spread, too. A lot of sharing the basketball, huh? Good stuff. Team's got 28 assists on the night, too. A lot of good passing there. But going back to the East though, who do you think has the best shot at giving the Celtics a run for their money? We got
But
the Bucks right now in the playoffs. We're pretty locked in. Looks like we're gonna have Bucks, Cavs, Knicks, Magic, Pacers, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, and the Hawks.
about maybe the Bucks or the Sixers. I don't know about the about God has a timing for everything in life and in sports. So I think right now, I think maybe the Hawks a year ago, they maybe have a year ago, but maybe it's up to Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give, Chris Middleton's a great player over there. They got some high energy guys and Bobby Portis, Pat Bev. I mean, those are some competitors. So if things click for them, I think they could be a problem. 76ers are stuck in the play-in, but they get Embiid back in a week. I mean, that's a big difference for them. I'm honestly more scared if outside of the Bucks, And no disrespect to the Cavs, the Knicks, the Magic, the Pacers, great teams. But if I'm the Celtics, I'm more scared of the Heat, the 76ers, and I'd say that I'm more scared of the Heat and the 76ers than I am anyone 3 through 6 in that conference.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Jimmy Butler on the Heat, the 76ers get back Embiid. Those are players that they come to play when the lights shine the brightest.
Yeah. So,
So we'll see, it's shaping up, but two of those teams are not going to make it. If I were to guess, it would probably be the Bulls and the Hawks, but we'll see.
yeah. I mean, that's what I mean by God has timing for everything, I just, whatever you want in your life, God has a timing for it. So if sports too, I don't think that the Hawks are and it makes it like it's not their time yet.
When do you, yeah, probably is not. When do you think it will be, though?
Maybe next year.
I don't, man, you're more hopeful for them than me. I think the Hawks are in a tough spot. They're kind of in no man's land.
Yeah.
Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, DeAndre Hunter are great players, but can that core take you any more than where they've gotten you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Knicks, I think, are more of an interesting case. They're,
Yeah.
made a lot of moves. I mean, Jalen Brunson's got a lot to prove this year too. I think he could go out there and try to make a case that people overlook
Yeah.
him. We'll see what
Yeah.
happens. It's gonna be a fun playoffs, though. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah.
Another big NBA news today is that Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry's sale for the Minnesota Timberwolves is going to court with Glenn Taylor trying to buy the team, but it may not go through. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought,
We'll see what happens. It's an interesting situation. Hopefully, we get some team, we can get a good resolution here and get some good ownership in for the T-Wolves. That would be fun. Now, I've got a question for you, J-Man, going on ownerships and teams. What do you think about that possible NBA expansion at the end of the year? Possibly Seattle Supersonics, possibly a team in Las Vegas. Think it'd be good?
Yeah, thank you. I think, God has a plan for everything, and I think his timing's perfect, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Supersonics back. That'd be just really good for the state of or sorry, not state, the city of Seattle. That'd be huge for them. Bring back a team that they love, get the support of the city. I know Vegas really wants a team. They've gotten football, they've gotten baseball, they've gotten hockey. Might be time to just give them basketball too. Get some more guys, some playing time in the league. I think it's good stuff. I'm excited. I hope it happens. Right, I've got a question for you, Jeff. You're an NBA GM right now. You got three young stars you can put on your team. Which three young stars are you taking? You want me to go first?
Yeah.
We'll say under 24. I'm gonna go, well, obviously I'm biased, so I'm gonna first take Anthony Edwards. As you know, gotta take Ant. I feel like he's, elite ceiling, just elite athleticism. He can get to the Uh-oh, he's about to shoot a left-handed free throw. And the coach waved him off, made him shoot righty, and then he made it. Wolves win 111-98 final. But anyways, I'm gonna go Anthony Edwards, just the athleticism, the dunks, the competitiveness, the scoring, the attitude. I love it. I think there's nobody more fun to watch in the league other than Anthony Edwards right now. I'm gonna take Victor Wembanyama because if you're 7'3", you can bring the ball up the court and shoot threes. I think that's automatically in consideration. And the last one I'm gonna take. Man, this is tough. The third one is hard. I'm gonna take Luka Doncic,
So,
still only 24, just can, give you shooting anywhere on the court. Other options, I'll give you Tyrese Haliburton, Zion Williamson, LaMelo Ball, Cade Cunningham, Paolo Banchero, Tyrese Maxey. What are you thinking?
I'll take Tyrese Maxey, and
Yeah, Maxey's just got elite speed, can get to the rim on the Sixers. I like that pick.
Who is Halbert? Oh, yeah.
Haliburton's on the Pacers. He used to play for the Kings, now a big star for the Pacers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take Calabar.
All right. And what's your third?
Think you gotta take Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. You're gonna leave Anthony Edwards and Victor Wembanyama to No, I like your picks. Stick with you. Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Oh, Jaylen Brown's too old though to fit the criteria. 27. Wait, one more pick, J-Man.
So, maybe to be again.
Could go Wembanyama, you could go Anthony Edwards, you could go Luka Doncic, you could go LaMelo Ball, you could go Darius Garland.
You gotta go, Luka.
Yep. Just
Because
elite.
he got the team ball, he got the team on his back basically, and I think God's blessing the Mavericks and God's blessing them and the it's just a great year.
Yeah, he's definitely a high potential player on a, storied franchise for the Mavs. But I'm gonna switch my TV over to March Madness now that this Wolves game is over.
Well,
Watch a little, talk a little March Madness hoops. Watch a little March Madness hoops. What do you think, J-Man?
okay.
We got what you got on right now?
Houston Duke.
Well, I think that's what I'm gonna turn on.
No.
Dude, well, when I turn it on, you give us a little thoughts on the March Madness so far. What do you think of the tournament so far, J-Man?
It's been crazy, man. Clemson's still in it. Alabama's still in it.
NC State just made the Elite Eight, an 11 seed.
Yep. And Mel, give you thoughts on this game really fast. The game that I'm watching is Houston. We both pick Houston, and they're in trouble because they started out hot and everything's everything is was going their way and God, I think God puts us in trials and tribulations for a reason, because their best player got hurt in it turned the whole game around, and Duke might pull off an upset.
We got 41-37, 11 minutes left in the second. How about that for a segue,
Yeah,
J-Man?
but it's not about Houston. Sometimes in life, sometimes in sports, you gotta give the other team credit. And Houston played well to start
That
to.
no, this game's not over. Let's not give Duke all the credit yet. We got time, J-Man.
We gotta give Duke a lot of credit to start the second half. They've really made the adjustments. So let's see if Houston can come back.
Yeah, we got Houston up. Or Houston down 37-42. We also got going right now Creighton, Tennessee. Creighton's down 39-45. That's another close one. We had NC State, an 11 seed, beat number two Marquette today. And we had number one Purdue beat number five Gonzaga.
I'm gonna say this again. Please, forgive me for using faith analogies, but
Hey, that's the point of the pod. Come on, man. No apologies for that.
but I think
We're talking
Purdue.
about Purdue Gonzaga.
Purdue has that get a gifted young player. He might go to the NBA. We'll see what happens to him. If he does, look out for Zach Edey.
Yeah, what do you think of him? A big center.
Yeah.
Playing, what is he, 7-1, 7-2?
Yeah.
What do you think? Big time NBA player?
Maybe. It depends also to what year and what God's plan for him is, because sometimes the sports people want to go earlier.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. I like Zach Edey. I think the tough thing for him is it's tough to be a big man in the NBA if you can't shoot threes. Didn't used to be
Yeah.
like that, but it's definitely how the NBA has evolved. We'll see how he does. Like, for example, Luka Garza, dominant big man at Iowa.
Yeah.
Barely got drafted, gets it to into the league on the, I want to say he was on the Pistons or the Rockets, makes it to the Timberwolves, but only after he could develop that 3-point shot. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can make that leap, but Purdue had a lot of people doubting them this year. They've gone out early in the tournament a lot of times. They make it to the Elite Eight this year at least. Good for them, good for that program.
Yeah, you look at you look at we you look at like people like Clemson, where it's like nothing's impossible without college sports, and it was to make him out of nowhere. Why did I talk a lot of sports off the too? And I remember calling him thinking, I think I said this to you. And I said, I knew their football team was really good, but I didn't know their basketball team was really good.
Yeah, and they pull a big upset over Arizona. Arizona, a team that makes it to the tournament a lot with a high seed, struggles to make runs, though, I would say.
Yeah. It's not about me and mine. It says in the Bible, it says fellowship with other believers. So if you have other believers in your life, then I encourage you to call them or text them or just say that you love them.
Yeah.
Because I want God to use me to impact your life and encourage you. Because fellowship is a big part of my life and prayer is too.
Yeah, that's really important stuff, having good people in your life to spend time with, hang out with. That's important. Me and Jeff watch a lot of sports. We hang out. It's good times. Well, we got a commercial break here, Jeff. Houston on a little run. We got 42-45.
Okay.
3-point game.
How much time for?
We got lots of time. We got 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about upcoming matchups. We got the Western Conference matchup finalized. We're going to have Alabama number 4 versus Clemson number 6. What do you see when you look at that one?
I think, both teams have a shot, I think that, 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 I
I mean,
think
you
that,
don't always expect to see a four versus a six seed, but you
yeah.
never know in March Madness. That's why they call it the Madness.
Yeah.
Could have had North Carolina, Arizona, but both the one and the two get knocked out.
You remember about what God could do in your life, and you remember about what God could do in that sport. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I'm thinking Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama and Clemson, two teams that I expect to play in football, not always in March Madness, but Alabama's had a great year too. 24-11. Great team, got a big center. We'll see what happens. I'm surprised North Carolina got knocked out, though. They had some great players. Then we got in the East bracket locked in UConn versus Illinois. That's going to be a fun one. UConn's had a dominant year, but Illinois just won the Big Ten tournament and they still haven't lost.
Like I said, I don't know what God can do in your life and in my brain. I don't know what he can do in sports either.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They both haven't lost a game in a long time. Good couple of good teams. You can go see that game, Jeff, and the Final Four for the cheapest ticket is $300. What do you think about
No, thank you.
it? So that'll be fun. And then we're going to settle our final two matchups tonight. Purdue is waiting the winner of Creighton, Tennessee. You think either of those teams have what it takes to knock off Purdue?
I think Purdue is really hard right now. I think the only team that can do it is UConn.
That's a good take. I mean, those look like really the most dominant teams left. We'll have to see. I think whoever wins the UConn Illinois game is going to be a good get a good chance too. Illinois has been on quite the run.
Yeah, so has UConn though.
That's true. That's true. Otherwise, we got NC State, the 11 seed, awaiting the winner of Houston Duke. What do you think of that story? NC State, an 11 seed, barely even makes it into the tournament. They win the ACC Conference Championship, make the tournament, and haven't lost. They knocked off number, they started by knocking off number six, Texas Tech. Then they knocked off, where is it here? Then they knocked off number 14, Oakland. Now they just knocked off number two, Marquette. How far will the run go? You think they could beat Duke or Houston?
I think, this is a live up thing, but I think I think this game's over, but I think Duke's outplaying Houston in the second half. That's you live. JK, podcast, brothers in Christ, update.
Yeah, live in game take update. Yeah, we'll see. 48-44, 6 minutes to go. Houston at the line misses the first.
It remained 38-34 because, like you said, you missed the first.
Yeah, you can't miss the first. So we'll see what happens here. Another big story in this tournament, number 14, Oakland, upsetted Kentucky in the first round of March Madness. What do you think that says about the state of basketball at the University of Kentucky?
I think, I think I think God, you remember about how God's gonna humble us, and for whatever reason, God wants to humble Kentucky because they lost in the first round. And God wants to keep you humble, whatever you want, whatever you do in your life.
Yeah, it's important to stay grounded. Kentucky definitely stay grounded in Kentucky. They will not be going to TD Garden for the Final Four. I'll tell you that much. Houston to the line, fouled again, hits the first 2-point game, hits this. We could have ourselves a 1-point game on our hands, Jeff. Misses it. He's 2 for 4 at the line. We could have a tie game right now. He hit his free throws.
Can we stay with you till the
Oh, we're locked in.
very
Live updates through it all.
end?
But hey, while we do some live updates here, you want to keep talking March Madness, or you want to talk a little MLB?
We can do both.
All right, let's talk a little MLB.
Yeah.
Opening day was yesterday. We had the Twins win. We had the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 7-1. Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-4. What are your predictions for this MLB season, J-Man?
So, you know, God wants us to be blessed in our life. He wanted the Diamondbacks and the Rangers to be blessed. They got into the World Series last year, and congratulations to Texas Rangers. They won their first ever World Series. So I think,
Don't mess
honestly,
with Texas.
I think, I think let's start right there. I think in the AL West, you have Texas. It goes, Texas 1, Astros 2, only because they won the championship last year. And
You're saying who won? You're saying Rangers won, Astros two.
and then Seattle 3, and then
Oh, we're
Oakland.
whoa, okay, we're doing this. Okay. Whoa. Hold our horses here. So I didn't even give you a division yet. But you're going, that's not a conference. That's not the league. You're talking about the AL West.
Yeah.
You want to go division by division?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Texas 1, Astros 2, Mariners 3. Where you putting the Angels and the Athletics?
Angel 4, only because I don't see where Oakland is right now, and then Angel, I mean Oakland 5.
All right. Yeah, I'll go Texas 1, Houston 2. Actually, I'm gonna do this exact same as you. I think most likely that's how that division has to shake out this year. Looks like it's gonna go that way to me. All right, let's go to the AL Central. I'll go first this time. We'll go every other. I'm gonna go Twins, Guardians, Royals, Tigers, White Sox.
Let me give you a quick update. Duke is unstoppable. Let's see if Houston can adjust in the next 5 minutes.
Kyle Filipowski gets the and one going to the free throw line up 50-46. Live update.
Yeah. Oh,
All right, J-Man, who are you taking in the AL Central?
you gotta go, Twins.
Yep. Byron Buxton back in center field. That could be big for them.
Yeah.
Royce Lewis keeps emerging.
Cleveland. Cleveland, number two, big offensive rebound after the second chance. White Sox, number three,
You got Royals, Tigers left.
want to go both of them
Yeah, it's gonna be ugly down there, most likely.
really bad.
If we're gonna keep it honest, there's not going to be a lot of ticks in the win column.
So, maybe Wild some time, I don't
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
know.
Ooh, Duke hits a jumper. 52-48, Duke. Let's go to the AL East, and you can do this one first. We got Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays, Rays.
Before I do that, Houston just took the basketball over. We have a lot going on. We're talking sport, we're talking baseball, we're talking five or four right now. That's why I'm my hands literally spinning.
Yeah, we got Duke with the ball. 3 minutes to go. In the lane, travel. Take the wipe away the basket. Timeout. TV timeout.
So, while we go to TV timeout, I'll go Rays first. I'm actually gonna say Yankees. I mean, no. We're gonna do Oreo for I mean where are
We got Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, Blue Jays, Rays in the AL.
I can't do this with my wife because he has a gift from
I have the
tech.
gift of internet and
Yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
I have the gift of better at internet access than you. Very gifted.
So I'll get oil first, Tampa Bay second, New York third, and then Blue Jays
Oh,
fourth.
you're putting Boston at the bottom? You're gonna do your team like that?
Yeah. Only because I don't know if they have any good pitching. They won the last by 6-4.
Yeah, what about Devers? Devers could have a big game, big year.
Yeah, but I don't know if he has pitching around him or the team around him.
Yeah. Red Sox are rebuilding. It's kind of too bad, but every team goes through it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sadly say it. This my prediction for the division will go Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Blue Jays, Red Sox.
Yeah.
I like the Yankees, Jeff, but they got a lot on their team this year.
Yeah.
And they have Soto. They've got Stanton, Judge, Soto, Verdugo, Rizzo. That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a big roster. And they got Marcus Stroman too, remember that?
Oh, they did.
Yep. That makes things tough.
Welcome back. We are doing Mark's
Let's see
Madness.
here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think he traveled.
Yeah.
He doesn't
So
think so.
big spot in the game. 4 minutes left. Ryan wants to score. Houston ball. And we both pick Houston to win it all, so
Yeah, we
we're
got a lot on the line here. We got 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. Houston 48, Duke 52.
that is not good. Nice defense by the Blue Devils to
Wow, what
force
a play!
the turnover. Let's talk a little NFL.
NFL, hey, you're gonna make my head spin too much. We gotta stick to two sports, J-Man.
Okay.
We still got the whole NL too.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle Flipowski.
Huh.
And the shot clock expires. 2 minutes left. Houston ball again. Both teams playing good defense.
Did the Twins play today, Ryan?
The Twins played yesterday and they won. Kick out, Houston, mid-range, no call. Offensive rebound, put back, it won't go. Duke ball, 1:30 left.
1-6-4 out back to the
52-48. If Duke scores here, they make it tough. Twins did not play today. They beat the Royals yesterday and they play the Royals tomorrow. Duke
Yeah.
with the mid-range money.
I think
54-48. A massive jumper by Duke to go up six.
we may have an answer.
It's not over till it's over, but it certainly ain't looking good, J-Man. All right, let's go to the NL real quick, though. We gotta get all our divisions in here. NL East, I'll go first. We got Braves, Phillies, Mets, Nationals, Marlins.
I think Braves first, I think Philly second, and I think Marlins third, Nashville fourth.
Mets fifth.
Yeah, man, five.
I'm gonna go. This is tough. This is tough. I think definitely Atlanta should win that division. Phillies have a good team too. So I'm gonna go Braves, Phillies, Marlins, Mets, Nationals. We'll see though. I just don't think the Nationals have much hitting. Ooh, Duke fans excited. Houston fans are very sad. Houston's got the ball though, at minute 13. They need a three-pointer in a bad way, Jeff. What do you think? 6-point game. You taking a three here?
You gotta go. Unfortunately, I don't like this part of the game, but I think you gotta score quick. You gotta go with the foul game and they missed the first opportunity, but they
But they
can't.
throw the ball off of the Duke players, smashing into cameramen, and they get
Yeah.
the ball back. Another chance. Oof, man down, but he seems to be okay. No cameramen were injured. Houston ball again. A minute left, 20 on the shot clock. You need a bucket. In a bad way. Pump fake.
Oh,
Pass.
make
In
it
the
for
lane. And one. Come on.
everyone.
Give it to me, J-Man. 48 seconds left. Houston going to the line. Strong play.
So, how do you play this line? I mean, do you make?
I
I
think,
mean.
I mean, you got, man, this is tough. This is tough. You got to make the free throw to
Yeah.
start. Ryan Young fouls out Duke center. I mean, it's a 30-second shot clock, so if you make it and you don't foul, you could get the ball down three with 18 seconds. I think you got to play the foul game. It's not enough
Yeah.
time. Gotta make it and start playing the foul game. We'll see what Houston does though. What do you think?
I think you gotta make it, you gotta play the Falcon. I would like to play straight up, but you might run out of time.
Well, they hit the first. Houston's pressing, but it doesn't look like they're fouling. Sorry, fouling. Crowd is on their feet. Duke holds at the top of the logo. Flipowski off the screener, mid-range. Won't go. Rebound,
Oh
Houston. 20 seconds left. Houston takes it down the court. We need a three, J-Man. Timeout. 16 seconds on the clock. Houston with a chance for overtime.
my.
What a turn of events. Down six with a minute. Suddenly they're down three with 20, with what, 16 seconds in the ball?
It looked like we're both wanting Ryan Ramford in Minnesota, and I live in Southern California, so we're both wanting it at different areas. Did you see the replay that I did? Houston got a huge break. They it looked like when Duke shot the ball, it was going in. What do you see on the
It
replay,
was in and out.
Ryan?
It was in and out. Barely missed it. I mean, you can't get any closer than a shot falling than that, Jay man. It was halfway down the hoop, hit the rim, and bounced out. You're Houston here, what are you drawing up? Some screeners to set up a good three-pointer? What do you think? I think you're a little ahead of me too. All right. One screen goes into the lane. Oh my gosh. Ooh, missed the layup, knocked out of bounds. Houston retains possession. 9 seconds to go.
That was a huge play, 'cause if Duke grabs the ball, game's over. That was wide open, a layup basically.
Yeah, gotta use the left hand on that one, J-Man. Left-handed layup, come on, develop the left.
I mean, it looked like on the replay, just by a hair.
Yep, I think it's gonna stay Yeah, I think it's gonna stay with Houston.
Well, now you gotta figure out how to shoot a three, because by them missing, it's kind of a gift from God, and God, he blessed them with a better opportunity. A better
Yeah, they got
chance.
another chance. There's no doubt about that. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. They're still looking at it. Yeah, you have to take a three here if you're the if you're Houston now. No, there's no time for a layup in the foul game any longer. Gotta shoot it. Double screeners. They get it in. Rebound. Game over, J-Man.
And unfortunately, our block is over, because I give Duke a lot of credit. May I play them in the second half.
Racket officially busted.
Maybe we do another. So, God wants to use, I want God to use me, whatever I do. I've been reading this book. God gave me the opportunity to go to Sandals. It's a local church out here, And the book is called Everyday Miracle. It's really good. We're gonna talk about chapter 4 live album next week, but I highly recommend that book. You know, it was actually written by the head Pastor Matt Brown of East Valley.
Yeah, that's really cool. That sounds like a great book.
Yeah, and so I welcome the youth me to check out his book. The author's name is Matt Brown. It's Everyday Miracle. It came out what, like 3 weeks ago, so.
Hey, flood the local bookstores, get it online, go get your copy. It's good reads.
Yeah, I think it's on Audible as well.
Yeah, not sponsored by Audible, but go on Audible, get the book.
Yeah.
It's great reads. Jeff certified.
Yeah.
Would you say officially?
Yeah. And so I highly recommend you to see it too.
Yeah. All right, J-Man. Well, we got Duke, NC State now. We got to finish up a little MLB talk, do a little NFL talk. So what do you think? Let's, where were we at? NL Central. Let's get our NL Central thoughts. We got Pirates, Reds, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs. What are you thinking? Man, the Centrals in both of the AL and the NL, they kind of stink.
So, I want to take Brewers, Cubs second, and Milwaukee first, Cubs second only because you don't know what both teams look like. You know, I think we're one game into the season, so Milwaukee first, Cubs second, and Reds. I mean, who else is it?
Yeah, Pirates, Reds, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs.
Yeah, maybe the Cardinals. Food.
So okay, you got Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs. Then what are you doing?
And then Pilots and then
Pirates,
Red.
Reds.
Yeah.
I like the Pirates more than other people this year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Brewers, Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, Reds.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens though. Move into the West. I'll go first because this is harder for you. I'm gonna go Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Rockies.
I'm gonna go the same, but I think the Giants will be better because they got a really good pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he used to be on the Padres, in fact.
Yeah, what's his name? I wanna see, you're thinking of Blake Snell.
Yeah, Blake Snell could really do something for me, times, but I don't know. Bill Westerman, they got two good pitchers. They got Logan Webb. They just need more pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, there you go. You got our ML. Okay, so you got Giants one. What are you doing after that?
Dodgers,
Okay.
and Arizona, Colorado,
Rounded out with the Rockies.
yeah.
Yeah, maybe they should just send the Rockies to the Central to give them a chance, man. They're in a tough division.
Yeah.
It's just not just a tough place for them to be in that
Yeah.
division.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got it. You got our MLB predictions 2024.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who will the Twins play in the World Series?
Who will the Twins play in the World Series?
Yeah.
You think the
Yeah.
Twins are making the World Series?
I'm not sure, but you're a Twins guy, so
Oh, if
yeah.
you're just making me feel good. You're saying if they make it, who would they play?
Yeah.
So this is your way of just asking me who I think the best team in the NL is. They
Yeah.
will play the. That's a tough question. I feel like the National League's really open this year. Like, there's no team that I think clearly runs away. I definitely think it's going to be someone out of the West. I'm going to go. Gosh, it's tough. On paper, you want to say Dodgers. They've just got so many weapons, but you just never know if that'll all come together. But I'm gonna go Dodgers. I mean, you add Ohtani to that team. It's dominant.
Yeah, you gotta go Dodgers. It doesn't matter who I like. All that matters is we're gonna spend eternity with Ryan, and I can't wait for today. I mean that day. So I
Me
picked
too, J
the
man.
Dodges as well, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Too
Yeah,
much.
that's deep, J man. Love it though. It's a bigger
Too much.
picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Cardinals Dodgers going right now. 2-6, Dodgers are up.
Okay. Dodgers alone so far. They played in anyway. They're 2-1 on the year because they split last week with the Padres and Columbia.
Oh yeah, I'm like, how are they 2-1? It's 'cause the MLB did some of the games early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But hey, J
Yeah.
man, we're almost getting close to 2 hours here. You think it's okay if we do we hold NFL for next pod?
Okay.
And how about we I know we've got a song queued up. We gotta, you think it's we could get to the final song? All right, tell us what we're gonna be listening to, J Man.
So this I think God is giving all of us a gift, but he's giving he's giving Philip a gift. He was the creator. I'll explain why I picked the song after we play it.
All right, you ready, J-Man?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You hearing this, J-Man?
Praise him, all you creatures, great and small. Praise him, summer, winter.
I feel like God is giving Phil Wickham a gift. Phil Wickham is at he him and I we both have something in common. We are both brothers in Christ, and we believe that God is the creator of the universe. And that's why he wrote the song. And that's why he has the gift of worship. So if you guys don't believe, if anybody doesn't believe in Christ right now, watching, I highly recommend you worship, give your life to the creator of the universe. So, it's not about Phil Wickham, it's about not about me, it's not about life. I want God to use me in every way, including with worship music. So that's why I picked the song, and it's also Good Friday too. And so I pray right now that if somebody doesn't believe in you, that is gonna watch this and tomorrow and the next day wanna pray that they would come to know you, because I want to see them in heaven. God, please help those people wanting to make me think about what giving their life over to you. And Lord, we just thank you for what you've done in my life. And thank you for dying for me. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's powerful, Jeff. I'm you've got a huge heart. That was a great song, a great segue about, the importance of worship, especially on Good Friday. So, hey, J man, I'm gonna ask you to double up. You want to give us one more prayer before we get another episode pod on the books.
Yeah, and so what I just pray that you use Ryan the most, give him time with you, and thank you for him in my life. Amen. Also, too, before we end, two quick thoughts. God has given me a heart for family. I just want to say a quick happy belated birthday to my Uncle Dave, and again, family friend. His name is Ben Myers.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Shout out.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. All right, J-Man. What do you think?
Really quick. There's this really powerful movie that came out a few months ago called Show Me the Father. I highly recommend that movie to all my listeners. All our listeners, sorry, because that'll change your life. Because, yeah, I won't ruin it for you. Because I want God to use me in a powerful way.
Love it, J-Man.
God bless you. Thank you, Ryan. Happy Good Friday to you. And happy Resurrection Weekend as well.
With me.